It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and it's time once again for another episode of Here We Go, the Steelers Show. The dust has settled from the excitement that was last week, the NFL draft. Now we've got to figure out where the Steelers are going and wade through some wacky rumors and personnel possibilities as well. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. Kevin Thatcher Smith, KT, to you and me, is with us, the coach. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, man. In the spirit of podcasting, I thought I would give a shout out to the fact that the movie Gladiator was released 24 years ago today with one of the iconic movie lines of all time, "Are you not entertained?" And I just figured, you know, hey, that's our job right now. So let's entertain some people.
I love it. And of course, one of the best years in movies. And for us, we were kids at the time, but this is a year for movies with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Revenge of the Nerds, which I wore my Lambda sweatshirt this weekend, The Karate Kid, Ghostbusters, Gremlins. My gosh, we could go on and on. 84 was a great year for fun. And now 2000 with Gladiator, another classic. I love talking about that. Two great Russell Crowe movies won Academy Awards in a row, and that was A Beautiful Mind and Gladiator.
Yeah, you know, I was in Italy last summer, and we toured the Colosseum. I don't know if you've ever been, but that's one of those places. There are very few places on earth when you're there, there's a reverence about it that just sort of resonates. I mean, I went to Gettysburg College, and there are certain spots on the Gettysburg battlefield. There's a specific spot called Devil's Den that I think some people listening may have visited, since there's a lot of Pennsylvania people here. And it's got that same sort of, like, you know, you feel almost the gravitas of history in that place. So it was really cool to be in the Colosseum. And, you know, you think about that movie, obviously, when you bring up the Colosseum.
Well, let's do this. And we did not plan for this because I didn't plan for you to bring up Gladiator.
No.
So with that, what Pittsburgh Steeler, past and present, do you feel would be the most able gladiator in a time when, look, those guys that fought as gladiators are not anything close. I mean, or you can't compare them to the guys from today, because the guys from today, I don't think a lot of those guys would last as gladiators. And we call them modern day gladiators. But who do you think would you put, past and present, one Pittsburgh Steeler in the Colosseum?
Wow, that's a phenomenal question. I mean, you know, I think everybody think when you think Pittsburgh Steelers and gladiators, I think Jack Lambert's name comes to mind right away. But think about Joe Green. right? Joe Green as a gladiator walking out, you know, all, I can't remember how big Joe Green was, but just the massive size of him. He'd be, you know, I just think of Joe Green though, because we think of him in modern terms of having such a presence, you know, like Jack Lambert was my favorite player as a little kid. You know, when I first got introduced to football, he's the guy. But I think if I met any Pittsburgh Steeler, any living Pittsburgh Steeler, I think the person I might have the most reverence for would be Joe Green. He'd be the one I think that might strike me. You know, I'd be the most awestruck around.
You know, somebody that I met, and I was going to save him for Dude of the Week, so we're just going to do Dude of the Week now, if you don't mind. And it would be a man who celebrated a birthday over the weekend on May 4th. Happy 46th birthday. It's not Darth Vader, but isn't it great to know that on Star Wars Day, James Harrison was born?
Oh, okay.
May 4th. Yeah. So definitely, I think he would have been a good gladiator.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Or you know, you think about some of the just the tough offensive linemen that the Steelers have had, the guys that just toiled away in the trenches, gladiator style, and, you know, the Mike Websters. And as you go through the ages, you can just sort of pick these guys that you certainly wouldn't want to have to come up against in a combat for your life situation. The Tunch Ilkins, the Dramani Dawsons, guys like that, David DeCastro. I mean, it's really
Marquise Pouncey on that list.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you think about tough Pittsburgh Steelers, think about Marvell Smith.
Yeah.
You know, what a
he doesn't get credit.
He was.
He does not get the credit he deserves.
No, he does not. I think he's one of the most underrated Steelers, but in terms of his physicality and toughness, man, on those Steelers teams when they needed to make a yard, they ran behind Marvell Smith. Yeah, great question, Brian.
Where would we go now? The 2024 Pittsburgh Steelers. We have to do past and present.
How about that center they just drafted? He feels Zach Frazier feels like an old school gladiator, doesn't he?
He does, but I'm looking more, and I don't have the answer. I don't feel like it would be Cam, because Cam is Cam has the heart of a warrior, but I think he's got a lot of compassion too. And so I'm trying to think of who I would go ahead and put in as a gladiator.
With that silent killer, Sayamalu. Sayamalu.
Ooh, Sayamalu. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get on to the show. That was awesome. I mean, I enjoyed that. I'm glad you brought up Gladiator. I can't believe we pivoted onto that. I just changed the title of the show now to Pittsburgh Gladiators. And do you know who the Pittsburgh Gladiators were, by the way? Do you know?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. US were they? No, that was the Maulers, the USFL. I'm trying to think who were.
They were the very first arena. They were in the very first arena football league in 1987. I believe there was about four teams, and they were the runners up in 1987 for the first Arena Bowl.
Okay.
They were green and gold, the Pittsburgh Gladiators. One season, only one season. I got to find me a Gladiators t-shirt. That would be really cool. So let's do this, Kevin. Just a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the wacky first. And Jaylen Warren came out, and I believe, was it on Cam's? I believe it was on Cam Hayward's show, where he kind of leaked, and this has been since debunked. If you listen to Jeff Hartman and our source on our source podcast the other day, Justin Fields is not going to be a kick returner. And a lot of people want to talk about that. Well, what were your thoughts when you heard that? Did you think that was BS as soon as you heard it?
I was like 90% certain it was BS, but there was a 10% part of me that thought, all right, well, let's step back and honestly entertain this for a moment. So for fans who aren't quite sure, let's lay out the new kickoff rules.
Good.
So if you're not sure, the new kickoff rules are going to work like this. The kicking team is going to have the kicker standing by himself at his own 35-yard line. And everybody else is going to be up ahead at the receiving team's 40-yard line. So you're going to have 10 guys lined up across the 40. and a kicker back by himself on your own 35. And that kicker's got to land the ball in play somewhere in between the goal line and the 20-yard line. So they're bringing the kick back into the game, but they're reducing the danger of impact by moving all of the kick coverage guys up 30 some yards. So when the ball is kicked, those players that are in the coverage unit, they can't move until the ball hits the ground or is touched by the receiving team. So essentially, they're not going to have the same kind of momentum going forward that they had under the old kickoff rules. And so a return man who times it up well, like let's say you knowing that the ball's got to come down between the goal line and the 20, you could sit with your heels on the goal line or even in the end zone, get a running start, catch that thing on the run before the kickoff teams even had a chance to move forward. Bottom line, there's going to be some space in which you can operate. And the blocking schemes are going to be creative because we've never seen this before. And I think that you have the opportunity now, if you get athletes in space with some creative blocking schemes, maybe to have some big returns. And so you think to yourself, well, who on the Steelers is really good in space? And given the fact that you don't have to worry about a defender getting a 50-yard running head start and teeing off on him, would they allow Justin Fields to do this? Now, I think convincingly, the answer is no. And like you said, that idea has been debunked, but it was worth entertaining for a minute. I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility that that idea was at least floated, that there was at least some, what's the risk reward of allowing Justin to do this? And obviously in the end, you probably say, nah, not worth the risk. But it's certainly going to create some opportunities for some guys that probably haven't been there the last few years because of how easy it's been for kickers just to bang that ball through the back of the end zone.
That's phenomenal. Now, my question is this. The last 2 minutes of the game, if you take the lead, and we've seen this in the last couple of years, we've seen 13 seconds on the clock with the Chiefs and the Bills, and the Chiefs still win the game in the playoffs. But so nothing, no lead is safe until there's zeros on the clock with this kickoff return, right?
Correct. I mean, it's got to be something that you practice more for and invest more time in than in previous years. The role of the special teams coordinator, I think, got a little bit more important. The importance of having guys who can tackle in space, the Miles Killebrew type players, they're going to take on some importance. I don't think I don't think it was for his offensive prowess alone that the Steelers signed Cordarrelle Patterson. I think there was an eye towards the new kickoff rule as far as that goes. And the kicker, I mean, if you kick that ball short of the landing zone, let's say that ball's caught at the 22-yard line, it comes out to the 40, and that's like kicking it out of bounds. So the kickers are going to have to obviously practice a lot more to be more precise. Hang time on the kick is going to be not as important because, you can't move until he touches the ball. But accuracy, landing zone, will take on increased importance.
I love it. This is going to be so exciting. The NFL, we get angry with the NFL, a lot of us saying that they're trying to take the game out of the game. But they're putting a lot of excitement in the game as well. And the Jack Lambert 50 years ago dresses on quarterbacks, a lot of people think that's true. But when you see a DeMar Hamlin moment, even though that wasn't the brutal part of the game, it was just the way he got hit. When you see a Ryan Shazier moment that really hits Steelers fans, when you see that kind of stuff, you realize that safety's not that bad of a thing.
No, and when they designed the kickoff, they didn't have guys who were 6'2" and 250 pounds running, 4.48 in the 40, sprinting down the field and delivering that type of impact at that velocity. It was a different game back then, and it made sense for the way that the game was once played. But given how big and fast everybody is, it it was time to change the rules. And the old rule wasn't working. I think that the NFL, I give them credit for recognizing that a huge part of the game was missing. It just got like it got so boring and so anticlimactic when you take out of the game, essentially, one of its most exciting plays. Because what's more exciting than a kickoff return for a touchdown, right? I mean, unless it happens against your favorite team.
Yeah.
But I mean, like when you know, that whole thing is building, you see that guy, he gets a little bit of a window and then all of a sudden he breaks through the front line and you build this anticipation of, you know, what can he make the last guy's miss and then can he outrun everybody to the end zone? What clearly one of the most exciting plays in football. And the way things have been the last few years with their modifications, it just really took it out of the game. And now I think they're providing at least the opportunity for it to return, albeit under safer conditions. So good, you know, kudos to the NFL.
So there is some intel out there, even though they did not put an exact date on it. It looks like the schedule release is coming up this coming Thursday. Anything that you're looking for the Steelers in the schedule?
Well, every year when the schedule comes out, the first thing I look for are the two games against the Ravens. I really want to know when those games are, partially out of a rooting interest, you know, because it's must-see TV. Those are the most exciting games of the year for me. And partially because I think the strategy of when that falls is important. Those are physical games. Those are games that, you know, take a toll on the Steelers. I don't want Steelers Ravens on a Monday night. You know, I don't want the Steelers to have a Thursday game following a Sunday game against the Ravens, because I think that those Steelers Ravens games take some time from which to recover and take a toll on the team. Even though we've had great success against Baltimore the last 4 years, I'll be interested. I should do this. I don't know the answer to off the top of my head, but I'd like to go back and look at Pittsburgh's record in recent years, the week after they played the Ravens. Be interesting to see if there's any residual effect from that. So I usually look for that. And then obviously the opener, you're always excited. Last year when I saw the open with the 49ers, I was like, damn, that's, you know, like that just felt like you're giving Shanahan all summer to prepare. He's just one of the toughest guys to prepare for in the league, and giving them all summer. It just felt like a bad matchup and it set the tone for a tough start to the season. So, yeah, the opener and the Ravens games. What about you? What are you looking for?
Well, real quick, Dave Schofield, wherever he is right now, just twitched when you said that, because that sounds like a stat geek thing. What's the record after they play the Ravens? And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he's already done that. So we'll have to talk to Davey Boy and see what we have going on there. For the schedule, you know, I also look at the Ravens games. I know they're going to play one of three games in the finale, and at this point it doesn't matter who they play in the finale. I always look towards Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I always used to look at Thanksgiving and Christmas hoping to see the Steelers. Now I don't. I don't want them on holidays anymore because I'm not a fan as much doing podcast as I've got to do work. And I know Schofield and Hartman and all of us have to do work when they do those games. So that Raiders Christmas Eve game from a couple years ago, oh, that killed me.
Yeah, that's tough.
And I'm definitely looking for the Raiders game on the schedule this year because, you know, as you know, I went to Las Vegas last year and sat outside of the stadium, Allegiant Stadium, because the StubHub ticket disaster of last year. So I'm going to secure my tickets a whole lot better, and I'm going to make sure that it's all taken care of and everything's in tow, and I'm going to try part two. And plus, Vegas is awesome.
Yeah. And it just, Vegas is a booming sports town now, it seems. I remember when it was kryptonite, cause everybody was always concerned that you'd have the intersection of gambling and sports and it was all going to go bad, but that is a hot place to see a game. That'd be cool. I've been to M&T Bank Stadium for a game. Never want to go back.
Never will. Nope.
You know, there's some good away games. There's some ones that, you know, you would love to go to and just to have an opportunity to experience. Vegas is certainly one.
Absolutely. I'm also looking at the Philadelphia game. I would assume that you're trying to go to the Philadelphia game since that's close, even though they haven't won there since 1965. I will be joining you in some capacity or seeing you in the parking lot because I want to go to that game. It's close. I want to go, even though I've been to a game there, but it wasn't the Steelers. I'm looking at the Washington game because that's close for me as well. So the fact that they play Philadelphia and Washington and I can go to that and I can put another, I want to get one of those bracelets with the charms of the away games that you've seen. They have them for baseball. They have them for football. I'd like to get one of those. So I'm going to tell my wife that I want that. Oh, actually, if I tell my daughter that, she's 15, she's a shopper. So she'll find that for me. But I'd like to knock some stadiums off the list. Let me ask you this question real quick. If you go see the Steelers in an exhibition game in another stadium, does that count?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then I've got to cross Washington off my list. So I'll have Washington this year. I'm planning on going. So with that, Dave and Jeff, there's going to be certain games that I'm not going to be available on the post game show. There you go. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We will be back for the final part of our show. What more do the Steelers need to do in the off season with rookie mini camps coming up? They're not done personnel wise, and we'll forecast that. Stick around. It's Here We Go, the Steelers show on the Fans First Sports Network's Steel Curtain Network.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Fans First Sports Network, Steel Curtain Network. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, KT Smith. We are your hosts for Here We Go, the Steelers show. And we are getting ready to get into probably the dog days of the NFL season, because this time after the draft, even though you have mini camps, you have things coming up, you have a lot of off time. It's going to be the true off season now, as there's going to be a lot less news. But knowing Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, and the Steelers, they're going to be making some news, and they still have some work to do on this roster, even though this roster's close. Kevin, can they, if opening day was this week, how would you feel about this roster?
They're a little thin in a couple areas, but I think that they... I don't think they need any huge moves, but they've got a couple of significant decisions that they have to make on each side of the ball. So, on the offensive side of the ball, let's not bury the lead. I think we all believe Russell Wilson will be the starter, but Mike Tomlin did suggest that there would be a quarterback competition in the summer. It's possible Justin Fields just blows him out of the water and he winds up the starter. I'm not holding my breath on that. So I'm not going to say that quarterback is at the top of their list, but it will be very interesting to track that as we go through. On the offensive side of the ball, they have to decide if they're settled at the wide receiver room. I don't think anybody believes that they are. I think everybody feels as though there's another move coming. But where that move will be interesting. I mean, is it going to be an outside receiver? They seem to have drafted Roman Wilson to be the slot guy when they go to 11 personnel sets. Are they settled with a guy like Van Jefferson on the outside as the number two? Or are they going to make a move for a more established receiver, maybe a faster guy? And then on the defensive side of the ball, who's playing the slot corner? I mean, that's a big deal for me. For me, that's the most unsettled question on the entire roster. And that's not an insignificant spot. I mean, the Steelers played 61% of their defensive snaps last year with some sort of nickel player or some sort of slot defender outside of the base defense. That means either a third safety or a fifth or a third corner, I should say. And who is that guy? You know, I don't think we have that guy on the roster at the moment.
There has been talk this week that a lot of people really see Beanie Bishop as possibly that guy, undrafted free agent out of West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. But I'm absolutely, if I'm the Steelers, not sitting back and hoping that Beanie Bishop, an undrafted free agent from West Virginia, can fill a position that's so important. You know, I'd throw his name into the mix and say, hey, maybe this guy will surprise us. Maybe he can do it, but he can't be plan A. You know, he's got to be part of the plan. So they know better than we do right now what they have and where everybody fits. Obviously, when they signed Deshaun Elliott at safety, it gives them the possibility to run back some of the three safety looks that they like with Minka Fitzpatrick and DeMonte Kazee and Elliott. So, I mean, that'll absorb some of those reps, but most of those reps last year went to either Chandon Sullivan or Patrick Peterson, both of whom are corners. And the Steelers don't appear to have a corner trained to play inside. I mean, Porter is going to be an outside guy. Dante Jackson's going to be an outside guy. Corey Trice, there's another guy that you're like, hey man, it feels as though you've got some hope for him, but he's a seventh round draft pick who lost his rookie year to an injury. How much weight are you going to put on him being able to be a regular contributor? And he's an outside guy as well. So they don't have a corner in the top of their rotation who has played a significant number of reps in the slot. So if there's one move, beyond all others on the entire roster that I think that they need to make, they need to settle that and who's the number two wide receiver, who's starting opposite George Pickens. If they're settled on Van Jefferson, well, okay, but it doesn't feel as though they are.
All right. Well, that remains to be seen. There are still some thoughts that Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, they are not done doing business. So cannot wait to see. I actually really think that something will happen and will surprise, and it could be blockbuster with this team, Kevin.
Jalen Waddle? You know, any Jalen Waddle?
I haven't heard any Jalen Waddle buzz. Have you?
I mean, I heard a little bit just from some randos on Twitter, and you know, I don't put any real stock in some of those just random tweets that you see, but given the fact that Miami, off the top of my head, I can't remember the move that they made for a wide receiver in the draft. But Miami's got a lot of big contracts that they have to take care of next offseason. Waddle's one of them. It doesn't feel like they can get them all under the cap, that somebody's got to get squeezed out there.
And they just brought in OBJ.
And they just bought an OBJ, and they spent a high draft pick on a wide receiver. And again, I wish I could remember off the top of my head who it was. You know, is Waddle a guy who they could possibly be looking to move so they can get something for him before his contract is up? I don't know, man. I mean, but it does feel as though they're going to try to the Steelers. That is, it does feel as though they're going to try to make a move for somebody, and I don't know if that somebody needs to be a splash player. I mean, I think you've got some role players at the wide receiver position, but they certainly could, you know, if they wanted to make that move, especially given the fact that there's, you know, going to be some cap space available.
They brought in Malik Washington in the sixth round out of Virginia.
Yeah. And Taj Washington too, from USC. And a lot of people are really high on Malik Washington. They felt like he's a guy who's, you know, some of his numbers, 40 yard dash numbers and his skills events and those types of things were lower than people thought. And that's why he fell, but everybody seemed to be pretty high on his tape.
5'8", 191, Malik Washington, 5'9", 174, Taj Washington. Yes, he's going for speed.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, man, if you're bringing in more speed, what's to say that you know, you're not willing to part with some of what you have because you're worried about the contract situation?
Have you bought your Peyton Wilson draft jersey yet?
I have not, but 41 is a great number. Right? I don't know of too many impact number 41s, and that's a great one.
I love the 41. The biggest 41 I can think of in NFL history, of course, Gale Sayers. Yep. Right? Was he 41 or was he 40?
No, he was 40. He was 40. Okay, Keith Byers was one of my favorite running backs back in the day, old school. He was number 41.
I remember Sam.
I do a call sheet tribute every
I know.
Week, and I can't even remember off the top of my head who I did at 41.
You just did Spielman at 54. So I can't wait to see 55 coming up this week. Sam Washington, one of the great 41s, and Lee Flowers, one of the great 41s, one of the great mouths
Flowers,
of Pittsburgh Steelers in time. So it's time for us to get on out of here. Kevin Smith, anything big coming up this week?
Yeah, we're going to do, on the call sheet this week, we're going to look at the teams that I think have most improved so far this offseason, which includes the draft and free agency. And then I got, you know, some film. I'm working on a Peyton Wilson film room for SCN YouTube. Been hitting up Twitter the new Twitter, my hub, which is Coach's Call Sheet. And every day on Twitter now, we're doing a morning video, and then we're doing a play of the day, and we're profiling one of the guys that just got drafted. So there's tons of stuff going on the Twitter there.
Busy, busy man, KT Smith. For KT, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. Make sure you check us out wherever you find your favorite podcast, whether it be Here We Go, The Steelers Show, Let's Ride with Jeff Hartman, any of the great selections here on the Steel Curtain Network. We've got it here. We are 365 this year, 366. We're giving you that extra day. So with that being said, it's time to get on out of here. Check out Steel Curtain Network. For Kevin, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. Keep your feet on the ground.
Keep reaching for those hypocycloids.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.